Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, get this. Donald Trump and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson just took a massive loss in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, meaning members of their own party are jumping ship on core policy goals only about 8 months ahead of a midterms that are looking to be brutal for the Republican Party. So multiple Republicans in the House realize that they need to limit Donald Trump's insane moves so they can protect themselves and even have a fighting chance come November. They realize Trump has failed when it comes to foreign policy. Ukraine is still being invaded. Gaza is still being bombed. He's failed when it comes to domestic policy. Interior immigration enforcement is a mess. Like, they're somehow unpopular on the main issue they ran on. It's like, imagine if Obama was unpopular on healthcare. You're not supposed to be unpopular on your core issue, yet Donald Trump has found himself in a position where people aren't happy with his own immigration enforcement. But in this case, the limiting of his authority comes regarding tariffs. Donald Trump has exercised way too much power regarding tariffs over and over and over by just unilaterally tariffing every single country, using them as a weapon when Congress is the one that has the right to place a tax on American citizens or remove a tax on American citizens. Article 1 of the Constitution gives Congress this power, and Trump has subverted that throughout his entire presidency over the past year and a few months. Now, as we head into the midterms, Republicans in Congress are beginning to yank some of their power back. Now, I do want to say they need to be stronger. They needed to be stronger a while back. Trump is still walking all over them as it pertains to war power authorization, as it pertains to tariffs. But as Representative Don Beyer points out, the Republican rule vote failed last night. Republican leaders tried to use a procedural vote to continue their surrender of congressional powers to prevent Trump's abuse of tariff authority. So most Republicans, many of them, didn't even want to debate the tariffs. They said, it's not ours to debate. We're going to let Trump do what he wants, which is blatantly unconstitutional, and they are ceding power to one man. When constituents in a district vote in a representative, it's because they want somebody to represent them, to represent their views and act as a proxy for them in Washington, D.C. But when those representatives then go to Washington and cede power, they can cede all of their power just to one man who can then place tariffs or go to war or shut down media companies, attack media companies if he wants, while Brendan Carr says, you better do it the easy way or the hard way. All of this combined means that Congress doesn't have as much power as they should. So they need to pull back. Three Republicans, Representative Massey, who has done a good job regarding the Epstein files and many other things. We obviously disagree with Massey on a lot, but Representative Don Bacon and Representative Kiley joined Democrats to block them. Here is the vote happening.
You reporting, and why aren't...
217, the resolution is not adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Republicans lost 217 to 214 because multiple Republicans switched over, and it's because the economic effects of tariffs on the ground are going to cause a massive blue wave come the midterms. I want to show you this report coming from an economic institution. They essentially are saying that tariffs have cost each American family $1,000 over Trump's first year, and that is going to increase to $1,300 during Trump's second year. That is crippling for American families who are already struggling to pay rent month over month. That is crippling to American families who also are experiencing a raise in healthcare prices due to ACA subsidies expiring. That is uniquely crippling to Americans who maybe own a small business and they're paying tariffs in other ways. So they're eating the tariff cost, first of all, when they are importing things, and then they can't even go to the store without paying more in tariff prices. Everybody is getting nuked by this. Check this out.
New research now shows President Trump's tariffs cost the average American household $1,000 last year. That is according to the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation. The cost is set to go even higher this year to $1,300 per household if the existing tariffs stay in place. According to the research think tank, the federal government collected $264 billion in total tariff revenue revenues in 2025, but that's far short of the trillions regularly touted by the White House.
I want to make a unique point on this. So we've collected $264 billion, which is nothing in the grand scheme of our budget. And if you think about it, that is coming from American consumers. That's coming from people who are going to the grocery store and they see a rise in prices. They pay $1,000 more per year. But when Trump goes out to tout this economic policy, he claims he's brought in $18 trillion for large corporations to then succeed. So just think about this. Trump is admitting that he is prioritizing large corporations at the expense of the average American. Now, when the numbers actually play out, we didn't actually bring in $18 trillion. So we're not actually helping any large corporations. We are essentially just hurting the average consumer in America. It's just, it's the actual opposite of what Bernie Sanders proposes. Bernie Sanders says, hey, we should have common sense redistribution of wealth from the richest corporations, the richest billionaires, to the average American who is vulnerable and struggling. Donald Trump is saying, hey, the average American who is vulnerable and struggling, you're going to have to eat the cost of these tariffs for a while because we want to make sure we're bringing in trillions for these large corporations. Make it make sense. It doesn't make sense. To continue, after the GOP lost the tariff vote last night, the House agreed by unanimous consent to debate HJ Resolution 72, which would end some of President Trump's tariffs against Canada. So already they are using this ability to debate tariffs on the House floor to put into question some of his key tariffs. The vote is expected on Wednesday. It would be the first vote on Trump's tariffs in the House. And just think about this. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson could very well lose control of his coalition today, Wednesday, February 11th, and Republicans, just two or three are needed, could vote down Trump's tariffs on Canada, which in my opinion is incredibly necessary. The way that Trump has been wielding tariffs as a tool, not just to benefit the United States, he's not even using it as just simply leverage. Like, here's the thing. Even if I were to grant some of Trump's arguments about tariffs a year ago, which you shouldn't, but a year ago he was saying these are a tool to negotiate very specific trade deals. Even if you were to grant that, that is not what is happening now. Now he is using them like an effing maniac. Listen to this clip in which he describes putting a 30% tariff on Switzerland, then raising it to 39% because he didn't like the tone of the leader that was speaking to him.
I had an incident with a very nice country, Switzerland. They were paying no tariffs.
By the way, a huge ally. They are like a huge ally of ours. They were paying $0 in tariffs. So we already had free trade with Switzerland. We were friends with them. Trump puts a massive tariff and then hates their tone so much he puts a bigger tariff. We had free trade. What is he even trying to quote unquote negotiate?
A very nice country, Switzerland. They were paying no tariffs, sending stuff over here like nobody could believe. And we had a $42 billion deficit. And we weren't taking anything. I said, well, we have to do something because we have to even that up a little bit. I didn't have to get everything at one time. So I put on a 30% tariff, which is very low. Still, we were having a big deficit, but it was half the deficit. Then I got an emergency call from, I believe, the Prime Minister of Switzerland, and she was very aggressive, but nice, but very aggressive. Sir, we are a small country. We can't do this. We can't do this. I couldn't get her off the phone. We are a small country. I said, you may be a small country, but we have a $42 billion deficit with you. No, no, we are a small country. Again and again and again, I couldn't get her off the phone. So it was at 30%. And I didn't really like the way she talked to us. And so instead of giving her a reduction, I raised it to 39%.
What an absolute maniac. He didn't like the way he was talked to. You know what I found interesting? As Pondering Politics points out, the Daily Wire deleted a celebratory post laughing at how Trump unilaterally and capriciously hiked tariffs because he was pissed about a phone call. Josiah says, remember, conservatives care about nothing. It's only about owning the libs. And this is very interesting. The Daily Wire said, President Trump says he raised tariffs on Switzerland because he didn't like the way the PM talked to him on the phone. And then after Representative Don Bacon, a Republican, quote tweeted the Daily Wire and said, this is why Congress needs to debate tariffs. The Daily Wire then deleted it. Now it says, this page doesn't exist. Try searching for something else, which indicates a deleted tweet on, or deleted X on the website X, whatever you want to call it. They deleted their post because, I mean, in my imaginatory mind, I'm picturing Ben Shapiro being like, wait a minute, we're not pro-tariff. Why are we celebrating everything Trump does unilaterally and blindly? Because to be fair, Ben Shapiro is one of the people that has been outspoken against tariffs, and he's a big player at the Daily Wire. But who knows what actually happened or why they deleted that? Trump is just an absolute lunatic that needs to have his tariff authority limited. It's insane that Republicans won't even debate his tariff authority when they have it vested in themselves through the Constitution.
And then I got inundated by people from Switzerland, and I figured, you know what, we'll do something that's a little bit more palatable, at least now. But I realized that all these, you know, Switzerland you think of as, you know, ultra chic, ultra perfect, they're not. They're only that way because we allow them to.
We allow them to be what in the absolute hell? To continue here, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson then hops on Fox News this morning and continues to cuck for Trump. That's the best way to put it. He is cucking for Trump in this interview. He's essentially begging other Republicans to cede their power to Daddy Trump so Trump can walk all over Congress and do what he wants with tariffs, like tariff the hell out of Switzerland for a phone call that he didn't like.
The House rejected a bid to block legislative challenges to President Trump's tariffs, a move that could allow Democrats to try to overturn U.S. tariffs on Canada. Lawmakers voted 217 to 214 to derail the plan to bar tariff challenges through July 31.
Exactly. The simplest way to put it is they were just putting up a vote on whether they could debate over tariffs. And now the debate is allowed. So Democrats and Republicans, just a few key Republicans, could begin to strike down the tariffs for real.
With three Republicans joining 214 Democrats in opposition, what went on there, sir?
Well, this is life with a razor-thin majority, as we have, and sometimes this happens. We had
sucks to suck, buddy.
Three Republicans out of 218 that decided to vote with the Democrats last night. I think it's a big mistake. I don't think we need to go down the road of trying to limit the president's power while he is in the midst of negotiating America First trade agreements with nations around the world. I was so encouraged to hear in the earlier segment a bit ago, you had Jameson Greer on talking about just in the last 10 days, all the extraordinary new trade agreements we've done.
He's inversing reality in such a way where he says they'd be limiting Trump's power when in fact Trump is right now limiting Congress's constitutional power to control taxes on American people. Already this morning, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has said, number one, six Democratic members of Congress should be indicted for simply speaking, talking about Mark Kelly, Alyssa Slotkin, and the other people who made the video saying you don't have to follow illegal orders. Number two, Democrats are stealing elections everywhere, said Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, which is just false. Why is the Speaker of the House lying like this? Three, he said Congress should completely surrender their tariff authority to Trump. And David Byer makes a really interesting point. He says, it's interesting how we used to negotiate free trade agreements, right? That used to be the goal of diplomacy or talking to another country like Switzerland. You want a free trade agreement. You want a mutually beneficial deal in which they are able to get some free trade. You're able to get some trade for free. And then you guys work together. But now we're just dropping the word free and we call them trade agreements because we're sort of implicitly conceding that there are going to be tariffs, there are going to be limitations, and we are going to be more protectionist, so to speak. But then he says they're dropping the free in front of a lot of things these days. Free trade has turned to trade. Free press is now just the press. Freedom of speech is no longer freedom of speech. It's just speech. The free market, no longer a free market. Free country, we just call it country. Very interesting point to be had here. Representative Don Bacon, a Republican who has been not afraid to challenge Trump on certain key issues, said, I don't like putting important work of the House on pause, but Congress needs to be able to debate on tariffs. Tariffs have been a net negative for the economy and are a significant tax that American consumers, manufacturers, and farmers are paying. This is a Republican who is saying this. Then he appeals to the Constitution. Article 1 of the Constitution places authority over taxes and tariffs with Congress for a reason, but for too long, we have handed that authority to the executive branch. It's time for Congress to reclaim that authority. I also oppose using the rules to legislate. I want the debate and the right to vote on tariffs, which is very natural and very normal. Again, we are 8 months ahead of a midterms that Republicans are becoming increasingly desperate to win. And in order to do that, they are trying to rig it through gerrymandering, through the SAVE Act. They don't want to change their policy. They're actually doubling down on the dog shit policy that got them to this unpopular position because they are trying to rig the midterms. We are going to fight back against that every single day. We are going to fight back against the lies with the truth. If you appreciate that, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.